And welcome to CFRI's CF Community Voices. I'm Siri Vaith, Executive Director of the Cystic Fibrosis Research Institute, and it is my honor to welcome you here today. We have an incredible session in which we're going to hear about an organization, CFS for Life, and the impact it's having on people living with CF around the globe. Before we get started, I do want to thank our sponsors, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Viatris, Gilead Sciences, Chiesi USA, and Genentech. So to get started, I will first introduce today we have with us Rabia Murtaza, who is currently in the United Arab Emirates in Dubai, but hails from Pakistan, and she is the mother of two children. One is a daughter with CF. I'm also joined by Harini Seshadri, who hails from India, but is currently, she lives in California, and has two sons living with CF. And finally, Rod Spadinger, who is the Executive Director of CFS for Life, and also an adult living with CF. Welcome, everybody.
It's really a great story. It was back in January of 2020. I received a message on social media somewhere, I don't remember where, from a young lady who lived in Chile. I didn't know who this person was. I just out of the blue. She sent me a message asking if I had CF. I told her I did. And she said, can you get me a vest? And I thought, first of all, who is this? First of all, I don't know who this person is. And why are they asking me for a vest? Who would give a vest away? They're very valuable. People need that to live. Who would give a vest away? And again, who is this? So I thought about it. First, I thought it was a prank, first of all. I sat on it for a few minutes. And I thought a little further. I thought, well, I had a lung transplant about 2 years before, and I had a vest that was actually sitting on my floor to my right. And I thought, okay, I'm assuming this person is not a fraud. So I said, okay, I have a vest to give you. I can donate that to you. So I wound up giving this person who I didn't know a vest. I sent it through a friend who sent it to her in Chile. And I thought that was an odd situation. Wouldn't happen again. Maybe a month later, someone else out of the blue messaged me. He asked me if I lived in the US. I told him I did. Didn't know who this person was. He asked if I had CF. I told him I did. He asked, can you give me a vest? And first, my first question was, who is this? And then second was, why are you asking me for a vest? People don't give vests away. That's ridiculous. They're expensive, this and that. And I thought, well, this is odd. I thought in my mind, there's no way someone's going to give a vest away. That's just crazy. But I told this person, his name is Muhammad. He lived in Lebanon. I told him, let me see what I can do. So I put a post on Facebook saying Muhammad from Lebanon needs a vest. Can anybody donate one to him? Not expecting to hear anything back. About a day or two later, someone from Ohio got back to me and said, I can donate a vest to Muhammad. So I wound up facilitating a transfer of a vest from Ohio to Lebanon. And I thought, wow, this is just weird. This just doesn't happen. Two people in a short period of time asked for the same thing. So I kind of sat on it for a while until I was involved in some sort of CF conference. And I was talking to Mark Tremblay, and we were working on a project, and we were just kind of getting to know each other. And I told him about these two requests from out of the blue. And we talked a bit, and we kind of shared information and thoughts. And Mark said, you know, we might have something here. So about 6 months later, we started CFS for Life. So it's a CFS for Life consists of me, Mark, and his wife, Mary Grace. I have to say, Mary Grace, of all three of us, she's the most important person. Without her, nothing moves. She cleans the vest, she accepts the vest, she cleans them, she sends them out. So I need to give all accolades to Mary Grace. Without her, we're nothing, really. About a little over a year and a half ago, we started this organization formally as a 501c3. Today, we've given 85 vests out to CF patients in 25 countries, mostly between... I have a range here, like South America and Central America and Asia. Those are the two biggest portions of the world we give vests to, about 25% each. Countries about the most are from Brazil, India, Pakistan, Romania, but we really served all over the world, from Honduras to, like I say, Romania to Spain to African countries to Lebanon to Pakistan to Thailand to Australia. Just west to east, we've been very fortunate to have a broad range of people. And we're talking to a little over 100 people from about 30 countries off and on. So We've served 85. We talked to a little over 100 here and there. So it really is exciting to be able to do this. Oh, sure. It's very organic. I post every day on Facebook, on different social media sites. For the most part, it's all through social media from Facebook. I'll get, it's very organic. It's more kind of a go-between. I'll get requests from people. They see the posts I do. And someone will say, I have a vest to donate. I'll get the information, this and that, and we'll collect their vest. And then on the other hand, someone will see the post and say, I need a vest. So I put them into a database, into a queue. So it's really just a flow through. So we have social media as a primary, but also some doctor's offices. Some doctors refer people to us, both donors and recipients. Some CF organizations we're fortunate to have, they refer people to us. So it's a broad range, mostly just organic social media for the most part.
Hi everyone, I'm Harini here. I have two sons with CF. I'm so glad I could get connected with Rod, and I'm so happy the kind of work they are doing, because this is something that really helps, you know, millions of people, a lot of people around the world. So the way I got connected with CF West Life Foundation was on a social media. I saw a post by a patient named Gautam, and my husband was the one who saw that, and he asked me, is there anything we can do? And after reading his post, even I felt like I really wanted to help him out. So I connected with Siri from CFRI and asked her, is there anything we can do to help Gautam out? And then she gave me the name of the CF West for Life Foundation. And then I connected with Rod. And then we were able to, then I spoke to him. And then it was, Gautam had already reached out to him. So in a way, it was, Rod already knew about Gautam. Then we were just trying to figure out if there were anyone traveling to India that we can send the vest through them. And it was fortunate enough that there was one person who was leaving to India, and he obliged to take the equipment. And, so that kind of was really helpful, and we were able to send out the vest to Gautam. And that's how, I'm in touch with Rod, and we try to see if there's any patients out in India who need the vest. And if I can find some person who travels to India, so that way we can send the equipment to them.
Well over 50% of our costs, our monthly costs, are shipping. We're very low budget, shoestring budget, I would say. So like I said, most of our costs are shipping, and we either ship the vest directly to the person in that country, or a lot of times we find someone like a relative or a friend who might be traveling to the country of the person who needs the vest. So it's much cheaper if we can find a person in the US to take the vest to them. But that's, of course, not everybody has someone who lives in the US.
Actually, my daughter, Mariam, who is 6 years old, she was diagnosed by birth. And I feel myself fortunate enough that she was diagnosed very early. And her treatment, I wanted to start her treatment right now when she was diagnosed. She had meconium ileus, but that was gone away. From many people, I have heard that it needs a surgery for the removal of that issue, but she did not undergone for any surgery or anything for that. It was removed naturally. But even that time, doctors were not sure that it is cystic fibrosis. They were... put her lab testing and everything, the procedure was going on. The word CF, cystic fibrosis, was very new for me. When doctor told me that we have done some blood reports for cystic fibrosis, I was like, what is it? I really don't know what is it. And when she was discharged from hospital, they told me to receive the report after 15 days. And I was like, I even forgot to receive that report. I was like, it's something like in journal or something like that, and it was like that. But after 15 days, I got a call from hospital, and they told me that your daughter is having cystic fibrosis. Then I went on Google, that what is it? I was so shocked to see what really it is. If anyone has gone through Google, they will see how much it is written and how dangerous it is. So I connected, I started to connect with the doctors immediately. What is it? What we have to do? What we are going to do? I was in Pakistan that time. And unfortunately in Pakistan, there is not much awareness of cystic fibrosis, even with the doctors. I remember for 8 days continuously, I was meeting 8 different doctors and I was not getting answer from anyone that what actually we are going to do, what is the next step in health. Many of the doctors told me that maybe the report is not correct. And I was like, okay. Like, if you can imagine that reason for telling all this is that you can imagine how they are in Pakistan and they are not aware of anything. The doctors themselves were telling me that your daughter is not having any symptoms or anything. So maybe the report is fake. And I was like, okay, that is good for me. And then for 2 months around, I was so relaxed and was sitting back. Okay, doctors are saying it's nothing. My daughter is not having any symptoms. After 2 months, my daughter got severe coughing and the cough was like, she was unable to breathe. Then immediately I rushed to doctors and I said, what is it? Then they started the treatment and for 2 months, obviously she was not gaining any weight as well. She was not able to digest her food, any milk, nothing. She was not able to digest any milk and not gaining any weight. She was for around 2.5 months, she was only 2 kg, tiny baby, a very tiny baby. So yeah, it was a long journey, but it kept on going like this. Then at the age of 2 months, she got severe pneumonia. Then doctors took it seriously. They started crayons for her, then nebulizations and everything. So that was the journey which is going on till date. Actually, in Pakistan, now the situation is very much better. That was 6 years back. Here, I want to actually give credit to someone. There is a doctor in UK. He is from Pakistan, basically, but he is currently working in UK. I don't know how he approached Pakistani families, maybe because of his background or his family roots or something like that. But he got to know about some families or CF families in Pakistan, and he got to know about the lack of facilities and awareness in Pakistan. So he created a WhatsApp group to connect all the families, and it's around from 7 to 8 years, even before my daughter was born. The group is working, and I got to know that when my daughter was around 1 year old, I got to know about that group. Then I immediately connected to them. I saw so many CF families, and that was actually, I don't know, I have to say, but that was relaxing to see so many adult CFers there also, and they were doing very well. So from there, it's like you can say it's not a foundation or organization or something, but personally, with their own interest, everyone is working there. Someone is handling the medicine side, someone is handling the physiotherapist. And with that thing, the doctors are also connecting with that group. The good thing is that because of the doctor in UK, when he is going to Pakistan and other countries, he's telling other doctors that I have some patients from Pakistan, they really need your help. And I remember in 2017 or 18, he went to Pakistan and he selected few doctors, few pulmonologists from Pakistan, and he asked them to go UK for the training of cystic fibrosis. And now, alhamdulillah, we have 2 doctors, 2 CF good doctors in Pakistan. But lack of facilities is still there. So slowly things are improving. Now physiotherapists are also taking training. There are trained physiotherapists, like 2 physiotherapists I know. Few dietitians are also joining the group. But if you can see the huge country, we have only few doctors, 2 to 3 doctors, 2 to 3 physiotherapists. So yeah, the lack of facility is still there. But things are going towards betterment. usually in CF, we prefer some specific brands like Pari is there, which usually the CFers prefer. That is not available in Pakistan. It's pads, it's masks, nothing is available in Pakistan. But, you know, nowadays, I can feel the country is smaller. Someone has some relatives in US, someone is having in UK. So they try to get it from there. In Dubai, I have, in Dubai, they have the franchise of Pari. And many people are asking me to buy on their behalf. And Dubai and Pakistan are very near. So obviously I'm buying in bulk, like 3-4 I'm buying and keeping it with myself. Anyone wants, I'm shipping to them. Any, my friend is going, my relative is going, and they are taking it. And as per as West is concerned, the vests are obviously not available in Pakistan and not the parts and everything. But I got to know about Rod from my friend who is living in Houston. And she has the daughter with CF, but her daughter has undergone with the lung transplantation and everything. But she told me about Rod. And he is, if I will say, very kind enough that once I told him that in Pakistan, we have lack of facility and my people, my country fellows need your help. And he immediately sent, I don't know how many vests, because every day I'm getting message from anyone that Rod has approved a request and our vest is in process and we are getting it soon. Someone is telling me we already have got it in a month time. And so I'm, for that, I'm really thankful to Rod.
Well, it's a pandemic, and fortunately, that hasn't hurt us any. I haven't noticed any drop off of people who are traveling to these countries. But granted, this was maybe we started really getting into this after the pandemic started. So people, we still had, the world was getting a better education of what COVID was. I think had we started this when COVID just began, it would have been a lot different. By the time we got the model of finding somebody in the U.S. to travel there, the countries and people have already gotten used to it. So we really haven't noticed a drop off due to COVID and the reactions.
Actually, when Rod said that my vest is ready with him and he wants someone to bring it to me, I started to immediately look around at who is coming from US, who is coming. My few friends are in US, but no one was traveling that time because, you know, the COVID times were there. So everyone was postponing their traveling and all. So I asked Rod to at least send it to one of my friends whose parents were coming that time to Pakistan. She said, I will send it to Pakistan and you will arrange it for Dubai. My relatives often come to Dubai, so I said, it's fine if it will go to Pakistan as well. But unfortunately, her father got some heart issues there, so they did not travel. Then I again started to look around. So then I got to know about my husband's friend of friend, who we don't know personally. But we tried to ask him to please bring it around. And you know, the custom issues and all. So everyone is scared of bringing anything from unknown persons and all. But the middleman, my husband's friend, he guaranteed him, I know them very well and all, and said, okay, I'm going to Dubai and I will take that for them. So my friend dispatched it to him and then he personally bring it to Dubai. You were asking about the reaction, my daughter's reaction. It was like, I sent the video to Rod for that. She was actually enjoying it so much. Even till now, she keeps on making sounds during it. And I like the vibrating sounds. And once she enjoys it really much.
What are you doing? Physio? Yes. Happy?
Before the vest had arrived to me, it was my daughter's now age for going to school. And I was really worried about the timings issues and all that, when I have to wake up to do all the therapies before going to school, I have to give her nebulizers, then physiotherapy takes a long time. That is the thing. The physiotherapy, then again, I have to prepare her and all. I was so much worried that time. But with the help of vest, actually my time is safe. Now I can nebulize her and physio with all together. So it's, for that I can say, it's a blessing for me.
I would say I've got maybe, we've got quite the backlog. It's I keep a good queue. I share that with Mary Grace. And I'm very fortunate that we're getting these requests, but it's always a challenge. I don't prioritize anybody over someone else. It's first come, first serve. And especially not only that, but who has someone who's traveling there or who can afford to help us send the medication there or the vests to the people. So it's first come, first serve and what resources we have. But there are far, like I said, I think we're talking to about over 100 people and we do not have 100 vests. So we're always looking for vests, even portable oxygen concentrators, nebulizers. We never have enough resources, never have enough equipment. But it's we get along. We get along and people are very patient. I tell them, please expect a lag. You will get it. It'll take some time, but we get them there. But yes, we definitely have more demand than supply, for sure. I guess one in particular is Gautam, who Harini knows. He's the most intelligent person. I admire him because although his lung function is, because of the nature of CF, his lung function is not what it used to be. He's a genius. He's brilliant. I'm familiar with the work he does with his company in India. And he just thrives despite what he does, despite his limitations due to CF. You can't stop him. He's going to continue. He works from home despite his limitations. He's an inspiration. I mean, there's so many stories, but that one just comes to me immediately.
I would like to thank Rod for the service that he's doing, and it's helping a lot of people out of the entire world, and it's giving a hope. The feeling that I, as a parent, just if I put myself there and not having access to vest, I put myself in that position, how people out there are there. And then I don't know how I would have handled it myself. I'm here, I have access to equipment, it's different in that sense. But just when I think about that and what you're doing, I think it's just great. So thank you for that, Ron. And I would like to continue to be part of this organization and do my best from my side.
What I will say that I want to work for CFers, and whatever I can do, I know I will not be of very much help for anyone, but I would ask Rod and Siri, if you feel anything I can do for CFers and be part of your organizations or anything, I will always be there.
First, I would thank those who've donated to us, both monetarily and maybe more importantly, the equipment. These people who donate vests to us, they're touching someone around the world who they don't even know. And what I've realized through this project, we don't realize how good we have in the US. We get this equipment to BFCF almost at no cost, while people in different countries, Pakistan, India, anywhere else in the world, I think basically, they have no hope with these vests. So I would say to anybody watching this, if you've got a vest in your closet, don't discard, even if you have vest garments, not just anything vest related. Just think about how much you would touch and how much you would bring a life to somebody who has no chance of a life. If you were to send that vest to us, we would make good on it. And you would touch someone around the world who you would never, ever know otherwise.